Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I'm sure we're all excited to be in the presence of the Lord this morning. I want to specially bless the God of heaven for this privilege to stand here this beautiful morning to share the word of God with the people of God. I pray we shall be mightily blessed in the name of Jesus. Let us open our Bible to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 18. And I will read verse 1 to 3. I will read 2 Samuel, chapter 18, and 1 to 3. And David numbered the people that were with him, and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. Verse 2. And David sent forth a third part of the people under the hand of Joab, and a third part under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Ittai, the Gittite. And the king said unto the people, I will surely go forth with you myself also. But the people answered, thou shalt not go forth. For if we flee away, they will not care for us. Neither if half of us die, will they care for us. But now thou art worth 10,000 of us. Therefore, now it is better that thou so call us out of the city. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word. The key verse here is that verse 3. If you look carefully at that verse 3, you are most likely to come up with the fact that two groups of people or classes of people are involved. In other words, we're talking about the fact that David is a force, and of course, the other group. I think you will agree with me. If you read very carefully, that verse 3 is talking about two groups of people, we and David. Now, people of God, in the light of this exposition, by virtue of what we have in verse 3 of this scripture, the title of my message is, Lord, make me a man of great value. I want you to declare to yourself, I say, Lord, I have come unto you this day. Make me a man of great value. Make me, if you are a woman, Lord, I have come unto you this day. Make me a woman of great value. You see, when I was preparing this message, I got a better insight into an experience I had about 2 years ago. The message gave me an insight into an experience I had about two years ago. I went to a town in Ekiti for a burial. Not Ijero Ekiti. So that my mentor, my leader will not begin to say, this boy went to Ijero Ekiti and he didn't inform me. I didn't go to Ijero Ekiti. I'm not talking to myself about it. And then we were taken to a hotel in a slightly remote area of this town. And I was going to pay and settle down to sleep in the hotel when one of my elderly sisters approached me and said, Nino, we can sleep here, but we will not allow you to sleep here. And I was asking myself, what qualifies you to sleep here that does not qualify me to sleep here? He said, no. Well, eventually, we all left the hotel. But a week ago, that same sister now sent a simple message to me. And it says, "My precious brother. My precious brother." And immediately I saw that message. I recall the incident 2 years ago that we can sleep here. This place is remote. Armed robbers can bombard this place. We don't mind. But you cannot sleep here. And it just struck me that the one was trying to divine a kind of value. It's like where we have a great value, but you are of a greater value. And so this place is not safe for you, but it's safe for us. I mean, you will agree with me that one was simply talking about value of people. We hear about kidnapping and all sorts in the country, but the madmen on the street are always there. Nobody's kidnapping them. Why are they not kidnapping them? They are not of value. I want you to declare, "Lord, make me a man of great value." We were traveling to Akure, and a professor friend was in the car, and two of us were sleeping. He was not sleeping. And later when we woke up, he said, "You these people, you are courageous." Oh, I said, "Why did you say we are courageous?" He said, "You are sleeping on the way to Akure, we are kidnapping another." I said, "Oga, now you get kidnap value. We no get. If they kidnap us now, they will just beat us, and they will leave us. But you that is traveling all over the world, you have dollars to give them." The man just laughed. He said, "Look at this man." So, people of God, I am talking about value. May the Lord make us a man of great value. You see, the essence of this message is to draw home the fact that we need to begin to walk in the understanding of the fact that God has made us a man, a woman of great value. We are precious before God. And that is why I tell people who go by the name Precious, that look, you have only appropriated to yourself the name that belongs to everybody. A friend of mine, a professor, his name is Olorunyomi. I always tell him, I say, "Look, you are a greedy man. You have appropriated to yourself what belongs to everybody. All of us, God has delivered us." You know, so I'm saying you need to begin to go about with understanding. If David could enjoy that privilege because of the fact that he was a man of great value in the sight of his people, you are a man or woman of greater value in the sight of God. Of course, you are aware of the fact that you are operating under a better covenant. Let's see what we have in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20. That is talking about your value. Praise the Lord. Okay. And he said, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" Verse 20, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." You have been bought with a price. I tell you, you are a man of immeasurable value. So anybody or anyone who belongs to the body of Christ, who believes in Christ, and who believes that he is the temple of the Holy Spirit, the obvious implication is that you are a man of very great value. In any case, when you look at the fact that in Matthew chapter 5, 14, he said, "You are the light of the world." As a believer in Christ, you are a different species from all other people on earth. In the midst of darkness, you are the light of the world. It is good for you to know this and to begin to walk worthy of your calling. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says, you are the salt of the earth. Without salt, the best food is tasteless and priceless gain will decay. You are such of a great value that your presence in a place changes the situation of a place for good. You need to begin to understand that you are of immeasurable value. You know, that God has bought you with a price. He says, you are the apple of my eye. The blood of his holy begotten son, Jesus Christ, was shed for you and I. You have a great value. So you begin to, you know, think in that manner. Don't see yourself as a minion. You are a man of great value. God has made you a man, a woman of great value. We are familiar with the account in Acts 27. Let's open our book to Acts 27. As he's talking about Paul. And I read verses 14 and 15. He says, but not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclidon. Verse 15, and when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. That message just simply saying that the wind took over the ship. The wind took over the ship. But if you look at verses 22 and 23 and 24, it says, and now I exhort you to be of great cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the agent of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Verse 24, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Because of the value on the life of Paul, God gave him all that are in that ship with him. Now look, as long as I'm in this ship, this ship will not collapse. There shall be no other life. That God, whom I serve, told me that because of you, that he's talking about value. So if Paul had not been that ship, what would have happened? Of course, we have heard of stories about our pastors. We heard of Pastor Deboe, so many other pastors, and the ship, was, the plane was going to crash, and everybody was running at us, Keta and all that, and the man just sat down because he knew the covenant of God concerning his life. He knew he was not going to die there. He knew the assignment that God has given unto him. And they were running around, and they felt, this man, why are you not panicking? He said, no problem. No problem. And at the end of the day, there was no problem. You know, there was no problem. We have read of so many accounts of such. You know? And of course, I will tell anybody that, look, don't worry. I told the professor, I said, oh God, don't worry. I'm here. No kidnapper will come here. It's only if the kidnapper wants to die. You understand? Begin to walk in the light of your value. You are a man or woman of great value. Again, we need to know that God has made us of great value, but we need to begin to understand the fact that treasures have been deposited in you, and you are worth, you are of great worth. And you need to take responsibility in certain areas. You see, we're talking about the need for us to do certain things to really actualize our potentiality as a man, a woman of great value. The treasures have been deposited in you. It is now your responsibility to go with a clear understanding that I needed to do certain things, you know, to assume my position, to really actualize my worth as a human being. And I will tell you the first thing that you need to know. You must be properly connected to Christ Jesus. The Bible says it is in him we live, we move, we have our being. Your connection to Christ Jesus must be properly connected. You know, the fact that you come to church does not mean you are properly connected. You need to really understand what it means to be properly connected to Jesus. And I say that it is your salvation experience that provides the foundation for your walking worthy of a man or woman of great value. It is your salvation experience that provides the foundation for your walking worthy of a man or woman of great value. Forget about those criminals that are parading the streets calling themselves somebody. In the corners of their room, they know that they are not of any value. That is the truth of it. We relate with some of these people. You know, criminals parading themselves as leaders of the people. In the heart of their heart, they know they are not people of great value. They are just deceiving themselves. The second point that you need to know is follow his instructions. Let's turn our Bible to the book of John chapter 2. You need to follow his instructions. If you are going to actualize your potential, live it as a man, woman of great value, you need to follow the instruction of Christ Jesus, your maker, your Lord and God. Say John chapter 2, verse 5. And he says, his mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. You are a child of God. You want to be great. You want to be a man, a woman of great value. But most times, what your maker, who has destined you, has packaged you for greatness and of great value, is saying to you is not making sense to you. If you want to be a man, a woman of great value, follow his instructions to the letter. Your actualization of becoming a man of great value is tied to following his instruction. And it is written, you will hear a voice at your back telling you, this is the way, walk ye in it. So he's always there to guide you. And so if you are going to follow the instruction, there are basic three things that you need to really take into account. You see, I was reading something about, of course, Brother Paul will tell you, of course, you agree with me today, that when you're talking of a man of great value, he is a man of great value. And he will tell you that he is where he is today because he followed the instruction of the Lord. Perhaps his parents wanted something else, but he chose to follow the instruction of the Lord. And that is where he is, today. And I was reading something about Bode Akindele, late Bode Akindele. He said he became what he became because he did it the God's way. That shocked me. He said, I became what I became because I did it the God's way. Are you doing it the God's way? So your greatness, your becoming a man of great value, a woman of great value, is tied to your doing it the God's way. And so if you are going to follow instruction, you need to really know that you should develop the will to wait upon the Lord. That is very important. Yes, we're talking about following God's instruction. That places a responsibility on you. And it is the fact that you really need to develop the will to wait upon the Lord, expecting him to give you a clear direction concerning every area of your life. How many of us take the pain to wait upon the Lord clear instruction and direction. It is in the place of waiting upon the Lord that we receive clear instruction and direction. And that is very critical to you becoming a man, a woman of great value. You should also develop the capacity to listen, hear, and discern his voice, his direction, and his will. You need to develop that capacity to listen to his voice, to hear him, and discern his voice. Too many at times, we are hearing our own voice. And we are saying it is the voice of God telling me to do this. We need to seriously discern his voice. You know, rather than listening to our voice, what we want to do in our mind and say, this is what God is saying. It is very important. Concerning every area of our life, his direction and his will. Along that line, you should also develop the determination to act on whatever he says to you. Determination to act on whatever he says to you. Remember, it is not hearing the voice of the Lord that brings his blessings. It is doing whatever he says. Now, let's turn our Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 2. Second Samuel chapter 2, and I read verse 1, and it says, now it came to pass, Second Samuel, okay, chapter 2, and it came to pass after this, that David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go into any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said unto him, go up. And David said, whither shall I go up? And he said unto him, go to Hebron. If you go to that Second Samuel, chapter 5, we are bringing out something. And you read verse 3. It says, so all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron. And King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. You can see the connection. He depended on the Lord for direction. He didn't say, Saul that I've been standing on my way is gone, and then just jump to the street. No, the man went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said, go to Hebron. And he asked specifically, which of the city do you want me to go? And he did not only hear that and then went somewhere else. He went to Hebron. And in chapter 5, verse 3, we have just read how the elders came together and made him king in Hebron. So, listening to the voice of God, obeying the voice of God, he went there and he was made king in Hebron. So, you can see the connection between hearing God and obeying the voice of the Lord. And the last one is, you need to listen to the voice of wisdom. I'm happy that our Father in the Lord has been teaching us about the importance of wisdom to our Christian journey. Last week, this morning, the life application service, it was about the importance of wisdom. You are going to be a man of great value. If you are going to be a man of great value, you need wisdom. Proverbs 4, verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. You want to be great upon the face of the heart. I have never seen a fool becoming a man of great value. It doesn't happen by chance that a fool becoming a man of great value. If you are looking at those criminals who are doing 419 and others, they know themselves, like I said. They are not of great value. When you approach them with disgust to you, they envy you. Though they may have fleet of cars, they know inside themselves they are just nothing. And they know that their hand is going to be a catastrophe. So you need wisdom to really become what God wants you to be, a man of great value. For the Bible says in, let's turn our Bible to Proverbs chapter 3, 35 as we begin to close this, the message. And it's talking about the centrality of wisdom to you becoming what God wants you to become. Proverbs chapter 3, and it says, I read verse 35. He says, the wise shall inherit glory. That's very clear enough. The Bible says, the wise shall inherit glory. That is clear. But shame shall be the promotion of fools. The wise shall inherit glory. You could say, the Bible is saying the wise shall become a man, a woman of great value. The wise shall become a man or a woman of great value. When the Bible says glory, it's talking about your value. It's talking about your worth. You know. And as I conclude this morning, this message, I want you to be on your feet and thank God that you have deposited treasures in me. Thank you, Lord, for depositing treasures in me. He has done all that needed to be done for you to be a man of great value. I mean, he has demonstrated it unto everybody. He gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. You are the apple of his eyes. He covers you with his glory. He bears you on eagle's wings. You are a man, a woman of great value. Father, we thank you for making us a man, a woman of great value. And I want you to begin to pray this morning. Dear Lord, grant unto me the grace to follow your instructions, to be obedient to your commandments and your instructions. The grace to follow your instruction. The grace to hear you, to obey you. Begin to pray concerning that and ask God to give you wisdom. Ask for wisdom. And God will give you wisdom. Oh, Father, we cry unto you this morning. We thank you for the treasures that are deposited in us, for you have made us a man, a woman of great value. Father, the grace to hear you, the grace to be obedient to your instruction and your commandment. Dear Lord, let it rest upon us. Let the spirit of wisdom, of knowledge and understanding rest upon us, that we may be able to actualize our greatness in you. That by the move of your spirit in our life, by the release of your power upon us, you will become a man of great value. I want to tell you this morning that a power is coming upon you that is taking you to another level. Ore maseke limalika kalike. Oh, the power of the Lord is resting upon you and is taking you to greater heights. Begin to bring your prayer to close. In the name of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you, O Most High God, for that which you have ordained for us. To be a man, a woman of great value. Dear Father, we appreciate you for you love us so dearly, so much so that you gave your holy begotten Son. Father, we ask for grace to hear your voice. We ask for grace to be obedient to your instructions and your commandment. We ask for wisdom that is required even to assess that which you have prepared for us. Dear Father, let it please you to release upon us this, that we may become great upon the face of the heart, that your people may become great upon the face of the earth, to the glory and honor of your name. Dear Father, Lord, we thank you for the meeting of this morning. As we go this morning, we commit ourselves into your heart. Father, let your presence go with us. Jehovah God, we pray as your people go, you will cause a dimension of favor to rest upon them. Baba, by your mercy, by the move of your spirit, you will lead them to greater height. And your people shall return, even with great joy in their heart, and testimonies in their mouth to the glory and honor of your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for we have prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Good morning, church. God bless you.